Unit 4, page 39. Language focus. Word partnerships 5. Now listen again and check your answers.
Coke versus Pepsi. Nike versus Reebok. Nintendo versus Sega. The battle is on amongst the world's top brands. Aggressive comparative advertising has now reached fever pitch. Extra millions are pouring into R&D, and the market leaders are under constant pressure to slash their prices in a cutthroat struggle for market domination. When Philip Morris knocked 40 cents off a packet of Marlboro, $47.5 billion was instantly wiped off the market value of America's top 20 cigarette manufacturers. Lesser brands went to the wall. And that's just one example of how fair competition within a free market has rapidly escalated into all-out brand war. Own label products. Yet, in spite of the efforts of the corporate heavyweights to win market share, when it comes to fast-moving consumer goods, more and more consumers are switching to the supermarket's own label products. And brand loyalty is fast becoming a thing of the past. The once unchallengeable Nescafe and Kellogg's are actually losing sales, as their higher price is no longer automatically associated with higher quality. And in many supermarkets across Europe and the States, own labels now account for over 55% of total sales. Their turnover has never been higher. Lookalike Coke. Of course, the big brands are not giving in without a fight. When British supermarket chain Sainsbury's led the attack on Coke by launching its own similarly packaged product, it managed to secure 15% of the total UK cola market in just 2 months. But Coca-Cola was quick to respond. Sainsbury's was told to change its packaging fast, or Coke would cut its prices to rival supermarkets and leave Sainsbury's hopelessly overpriced. Some people say the Sainsbury's cola tastes as good as Coke, but they're the ones who underestimate the power of the brand. Big brands, big business. Brand names are still the reason Omega can put a 300% markup on their watches, the reason Nestle spent a fortune buying Perrier, the reason investors are prepared to pay up to 12 times the book value for a company's stock. Big brands remain big business in the city. Brand stretching. Brand stretching is another way in which the household names are fighting back. By putting their familiar trademark on attractive and fashionable new products, companies can both generate additional revenue and increase brand awareness. Hence, Pepsi Maxware, Virgin Cola, Camel Adventure Gear clothing, and even jewellery by Cadbury. The high life image suits companies like Philip Morris, for whom, as the restrictions on tobacco ads get tougher, brand stretching is the perfect form of subliminal advertising. Buyer beware. So much for the high street brands. Further upmarket, the luxury branded goods manufacturers are facing an even greater enemy of their own, namely, the pirate brands. And as the trade in lookalike products increases, companies like Ray-Ban and Reebok, Yves Saint Laurent and Armani are calling for a crackdown on the pirates. In Europe, over 10% of clothes and footwear sold are said to be fakes, costing the firms who make the real thing nearly $7 billion a year. For a fraction of the recommended retail price, you can pick up fake Gucci, fake Lacoste, fake Lego, fake Disney, fake Nintendo, fake anything. But buyer beware, your case of Moët & Chandon will probably turn out to be cider, and your bottle of Calvin Klein more like industrial cleaner than perfume. Market saturation. But brand wars aside, the single biggest threat to the market remains saturation. For it seems there are just too many products on the shelves. In the States, they call this product clutter, and it is currently the cause of a strong anti-consumerism movement. In fact, product proliferation and widespread Me Tooism mean that some boot stores actually stock 75 different kinds of toothbrush and 240 types of shampoo. It would take you over 20 years to try them all, assuming you even wanted to. And that's just got to be crazy when you think that 80 to 90% of new brands fail within their first 6 months.